Anything.
Yeah.
Increase that's only, let's say, almost the increase about 10% coming to Gorontalo.
Okay, so 10% increase surely would be a very good news for the people in Gorontalo. Yeah. And of course, you mentioned about the whale shark. This is one of the best things that we can find in Gorontalo. But could you please mention to many first timer, especially for the listeners outside Indonesia who is listening to the word Gorontalo for the first time, and can you explain to them what things they need to expect from Gorontalo?
Okay, so we have some destinations just like in other regions in Indonesia, but one of the economic and feminist destinations is Whale Shark destination, located in Botumarangu, one of some district nearby the Gorontalo city. So we can reach this destination just about 20 minutes from downtown, so it's very clear, very close. So this Whale Shark is a kind of shark actually, and it's really big, but you know, it eats just only plankton, not meeting people, no, but just eating plankton, so very familiar with the visitors. So during the holiday to Gorontalo, people ask how to achieve this destination. Most people come to Gorontalo just ask about how they can reach the destination, sites in Gorontalo. So very, very easy. And if you talk about the site, you can find anywhere in other regions. But our benefit to have the site in Gorontalo is very close to the city. So visitors really, really easy to come to the destination and you know, very easy to attract or to interact with the shark.
And how much does it cost for each people to interact with this whale shark, sir?
They have to pay like a boat to reach the whale shark area. It's just only, let's say, 5 minutes from you know, the upland area. And mostly just 100 to 2,000 for meeting different for local and, you know, foreign.
So you're able to pay that amount for getting into the whale shark. But I saw if we Google the word whale shark Gorontalo, we can see a lot of videos and pictures taken from the air. Does the ticket, I mean the fare for getting into the whale shark, includes like a photography or even video with a drone provided by the tourism office nearby?
Actually, people there provide the drone, photography and videos for visitors, so they have to pay for these tools, so they can go home and bring some memories over with them.
Okay, so they don't need to bring equipment, just make sure to bring the money and pay the locals, so they can enjoy everything as easy as that. And during this video feature, of course, we talk about Gorontalo. It's not only about whale shark, of course. I believe Gorontalo also has a lot of nice foods, especially during Idul Fitri. Could you tell us what kind of food that we can find, especially during Idul Fitri in Gorontalo?
Yeah, we have, let's say, 8 prime destinations in Gorontalo. And the landscape coming from ecotourism and outdoor tourism and religion and some other interesting sites in Gorontalo. And also, we can find some destinations throughout Gorontalo from the western part of Gorontalo in Ombak Regency to the city. And you can interact with the people, with their culinary, and also handicraft and so on and so forth. So it's one of the interesting in Gorontalo. And one of the other benefits to come to Gorontalo is all destinations is not so far. Just compared with the destination in Java. You can reach the fastest one is just only 2 to 3 hours. And then the close by is just only 25 minutes, so it's very close. And if you want to go to Taif, we have a famous site there, you know, Taifu sites, very famous, with Tel Olele and also Bilugu. One of the interesting, factors to dive in Gorontalo, you will find what we call it Salvador Dali. It's a form, form like Salvador paintings, very, very rare, and it's very interesting. It's big, and you can find a big one, and you can have photo with the Salvador Dali down in the deep water.
Okay, so those are the destinations, and we keep getting information that Gorontalo is near to the sea, and we can dive, we can get on a boat, so there will be good seafood then.
Sure, of course, we have fresh seafood here in Gorontalo. Just compared to Jakarta seafood, you know, it's very fresh in Gorontalo, and you can cook, and you can order the cook with various menus.
Okay, and in these menus, what kind of traditional foods that we need to try that is originally coming from Gorontalo?
I recommend what we call woku, it's like curry pieces, and then you can have lobster, shrimps, and there's a local fish, a very small fish, we call it nike, which is very unique, and you can find anywhere in Indonesia.
Okay, so everything is available in Gorontalo, and if you go back about the Idul Fitri, for foreigners, is it a good time for them to come during the Idul Fitri season, or do they need to wait until the Idul Fitri season passes?
I think there's no problem at all if they fish Gorontalo during the holiday, because the destination is still open, there's no problem at all, and also they can enjoy cultural attraction during the holiday, and also they can visit some attraction like after 7 days, Idul Fitri, we call it horse racing and bull racing in the district of Gorontalo. And it is quite interesting for people to come to Gorontalo because, you know, most people surround Gorontalo come and gather in this site to see the attraction. So the visitors coming from outside Gorontalo can enjoy horse racing and bull racing.
So Gorontalo is not only about relaxing with the whale shark, but if you are looking for adrenaline, you can find the horse race and the boat race. All is available in Gorontalo, not only during Eid, but also during all other good times. Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us about the vibes of not only Idul Fitri but also tourism in Gorontalo, and I really wish to go to Gorontalo if I got the time and enjoy all that thing. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, listener, that is the head of the tourism office of Gorontalo, Pak Arianto Hussein. We heard a lot of good stories, and I believe that you should not miss the time to go to Gorontalo and enjoy all the beautiful stuff from Gorontalo. And listener, you can listen to this VOI talk again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's lives. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be a means of communication in socially, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of polo polo. Now polo polo has been modified into a musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce polo polo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school, I just know it a little bit.
There was Fera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument polo polo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Fera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen polo polo contest besides at school.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition, like from 5 kilometers.
The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner. Long time ago, polo polo functioned as a means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Professor of Education and Culture Studies, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say, in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Bang, 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 they answered over there. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Gaffes, 26-year-old youth, who in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo polo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No,
if I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it. Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Yes, polo polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, polo polo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds bang, bang, bang. No tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of polo polo musical instrument is a place in progress, as Gaffrey said. This musical instrument has been modified with tone. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only. So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop polo polo musical instrument?
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is hard to make it that makes polo polo produce different sound.
Polo polo, here are the blue macam.
There are two kinds of polo polo. This is polo polo, but this one is tongobi, which has hole that it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it, I close it. So this is the uniqueness. Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of polo polo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
It needs perfection. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one, it's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce perfect tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve polo polo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Mina.
We prove it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we performed is entitled Polo Polo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played polo polo at the time. I did it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Gabriel stated.
When we performed in Austria, some people asked for polo polo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galwanta stated.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is light indeed, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Yeah. be arranged over the next 1 hour. So I'm signing out from our event. I'll see you in another edition of Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOINNN.
Enjoy oasis of tranquility.